besides me.
Good morning. I am Commissioner Deanna Keller, Port of Tacoma Audit Committee Chair, calling to order the Audit Committee meeting on April 22nd, 2022. Also present with me virtually today is Commissioner Dick Marzano, Audit Committee Vice Chair. The time is now, Judy, what time is it?
10 o'clock, straight up.
It is 10 o'clock. So let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Our first item today is to approve the minutes from our last committee meeting on November 15th, 2021. Are there any questions? I move that we approve the minutes of November 15th, 2021. Is there a second? Commissioner Marzano, are you there? Commissioner Marzano, can you give us a second, please? Okay, where do we go from here without a second?
We can come back to the minutes at the end of the meeting.
Sounds good. We'll come back to the okay. to the minutes. At this point, we'll just go on to the agenda items, and I'd like to now turn this over to Darren Arakaki, who is our Director of Auditing here at the Port of Tacoma. So Darren, please go ahead and take it away.
Good morning. Thank you, Commissioner Keller. Good morning, everyone. We have four. Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I apologize, Deanna. For some reason, my whole thing was frozen. So I do second that motion with regards to the minutes.
Okay. So, Darren, if you could just pause for a second. I'm sorry. Thank you, Commissioner Marzano. We have a second. All in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Nay. The motion carries. Okay, Darren, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So again, good morning, everyone. We have four agenda items this morning. This is our time of the year where our audit for the year are presented, and it'll be good news for both our financial audit and our accountability audit. So those come up first, followed by a audit committee charter update suggestion. And then finally, we will cover the audit committee calendar for the rest of the year, and that'll be the audit committee's opportunity to add or make any changes to the calendar for the year. So first item on the agenda is the financial audit results from RSM, and representing RSM will be Kayla Lipston and Kevin Smith.
Perfect. Thank you, Darren. I'm here in person, and Kevin is virtually. So, Kevin, do you want to introduce us first, and then I can get into the presentation?
Sure. Good morning, everyone. Pleasure to be here. As Darren mentioned, we're here to present the results from RSM's 2021 audit. So we've got a few slides. I'm going to have Kayla go through and present those to you now.
Perfect. Thanks, Kevin. And thank you, commissioners, for allowing us to be here again today. So we'll get started. For the 2021 audit, we have issued an unmodified or a clean opinion on April 1st, 2022. There was no material weaknesses or significant deficiencies identified during our audit work, and we provide reasonable assurance, not absolute, that the financial statements are not materially misstated. So as part of our scope of work, we are engaged to form an opinion on the fairness of the presentation of the financial statements for the Port of Tacoma. As of December 31st, we consider internal controls and design audit procedures that are appropriate for those, but we do not express an opinion directly on the effectiveness on those internal controls. The audit was performed in accordance with the generally accepted auditing standards for the United States of America and government auditing standards. So here's the timeline for our audit approach as we kind of went through during our planning meeting as well. So in fall, we are updating our understanding of the entity and any changes in the organization's internal controls. Then during that time, we're also doing a risk assessment. This is all done in the fall, evaluation of those internal controls, brainstorming, and also developing our audit plan. We moved to February and March, and we're testing financial statement balances and disclosures, reviewing the drafted financial statements that are prepared by management. And then and today we are discussing those results. We've issued the reports and issuing our required communications. So here's a little bit of a summary of our work performed. We test all the significant balances through, you know, confirmations, substantive testing, analytical procedures, and we also do work over significant estimates, environmental liabilities, depreciation, fair value of investments, or any unusual transactions in journal entries. We also have verified all appropriate disclosures were reflected in the audited financial statements. As we all know, the most significant transaction for 2021 was the adoption and implementation of GASB 87. So that was the most significant thing this year. So I know that's a little small on our screen. So I just wanted to kind of give a high level of some of the big changes that you're seeing here on this slide. Obviously, the first one is the lease receivable net of current portion. That is a new financial statement line item due to the adoption of GASB 87. And then also, if you look right beneath it, the other assets, you'll see there was a pretty significant increase. This is really related to the fact that the pension liability became an asset this year due to the market performing more favorably than what they had originally expected. So moving on to the liability side of things, you'll also see that leases deferred inflow line item that is also directly related to the adoption and implementation of GASB 87, as well as the pension deferred inflow, which is the pension asset we were just talking about. So moving on for the operating revenues and the non-operating revenues, the biggest things I wanted to outline here were the fact that the lease interest income has now been moved from the operating revenues line item and now is included in that non-operating income expenses net related to the adoption of GASB 87. And then for this year's financial statements, we also had that adjustment related to the adoption that adjusts the prior year's ending net position as if GASB 87 was implemented last year, since you have to restate the prior year that's presented this year. So moving on to, you know, summary of over the cash flows, the biggest things I wanted to point out were the change in the net cash used in capital and related financing. That's mostly related to the fact that there was no activity this year regarding the commercial paper, whereas last year there was activity in that. And then also the net cash provided by investing activities, a lot of that decrease is a decline in purchases and sales of investments in the current year. So nothing out of the ordinary. Any questions before I get on to the related or required communications? All right, perfect.
I just had one quick one.
Yep.
I think it's pretty, yeah. With regards to the, you know, had mentioned the pension liability, then it becomes an asset. I guess that will ebb and flow depending on the investments.
Yeah, exactly. So those are, that was based off of the actuals versus the projected by the state. And so there's a true up at the end of the year for whether or not how the activity actually went.
Thank you.
Yeah. So as I mentioned previously, it's our responsibility to express an opinion about whether the financial statements prepared by management are fairly presented in all material respects. We have no issues with that. We are requested by management to provide certain representations relevant to balances and disclosures, and that's what we did our audit over this year. There were no significant difficulties encountered during the audit. Working with your team is great. They're amazing. They get us stuff timely, and everything works out. It's really fun working with them. There was no disagreements. There were no major items that were discussed. The port's accounting practices are consistent with accounting practices of similar entities and are considered reasonable. There were no internal control deficiencies that we were required to communicate to you or report in writing. And there were no audit adjustments or uncorrected misstatements identified in this year's audit. So this slide is just kind of looking forward to the future and some future GASB pronouncements that may impact the port. This is much like GASB 87 as entities move more towards cloud-based arrangements. Instead of purchasing hardware and servers outright, the arrangements are looking more like leases, and so this will impact the port the more they go to the cloud-based arrangements. So this last slide is just outlining our next steps, and that's to issue the 2021 annual report and also issue the annual comprehensive financial report. Any questions? Well, then I think that's everything from us. I appreciate your time.
Great, thank you. Any other questions, Commissioner Marzano?
No, just thanks for all the work, that's for sure.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for the comprehensive update, and you know, a clean audit is always a great audit, so
yeah,
we like
exactly.
that. And thank you to our team, and also thank you to RSM for all of the years of hard work that you've done for us.
Yes,
so we
thank
appreciate you.
It's for me personally, I've been working with you guys for the last 5 years, and it's really been a joy, so I appreciate it.
Good. We do with you as well. Okay, so now we'll turn to the next item, which would be the State Auditor's Office, and if we have a...
Commissioner Keller?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to, at this point, thank RSM for all of their years of service. As you know, this is the last year of their contract, and they have been with us for a very long time, and we have enjoyed the partnership with them, and we just thank them for all the years of service. So thanks.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Okay, and now the State Auditor's Office. I'll let all of you introduce yourselves, please.
Great, thank you. I'm Sandra Groshan. I'm the audit manager of Team Tacoma. And with me today, I have Tui Hoon, who is the lead and supervisor on the port's audit. So thank you for the opportunity to be here today. We're here to share the results of the port's most recent audit. And before we get started, I'd like to note that the presentation we have for you today, it's an overall summary of your completed audit and the results. And then to supplement this, after the exit conference, we're also going to provide a packet of information, and it'll include copies of everything that we're going to discuss today and your audit reports. And so with that, we are ready to begin. Next slide, please. So let's see, we move to the next slide. There we go. Perfect. So first we have a message from Pat McCarthy, our state auditor, sharing a little bit about why audits matter. Actually, if we go back just one slide, there we go. First, audits build trust. They let you and others know if things are working and what improvements you've made to resolve any past issues that might have been identified. Audits are also independent. They increase reliability, and the results are available to the public, which increases transparency. And the State Auditor's Office conducts over 2,600 audits of state and local governments each year. And those audits are conducted by auditors experienced in governmental accounting. And then lastly, the results of our audits provide recommendations, and those recommendations are designed to help improve operations. Next slide, please. And I'm going to pass over to Twi, and she's going to tell you about your results of your accountability audit.
Thank you, Sandra. So we conducted an accountability audit that covered the period of January 1st, 2020 through December 31st of 2020. The purpose of accountability audit is to ascertain whether the port complied with state laws, regulations, contracts, grant agreements, and its own policies and procedures. In addition, these audits also look at whether, in general, the port has adequate controls to safeguard public funds. So under the heading results in brief, you will see that our audit found the port's operations complied in all material respects with applicable state laws, regulations, and its own policies, and provided adequate controls over the safeguarding of public resources. This means that the port has a clean accountability audit for the year. So good job. And also in keeping with the general auditing practices, we do not examine every transaction, activity, policy, internal control, or area. As a result, no information is provided on the areas that we did not examine. Next slide, please. And in selecting the specific areas for further review, we conducted a number of planning procedures that incorporated reviewing the meeting.
It looks like you're muted now. There you go.
Sorry. Thank you for letting me know. Is that someone muted me? Did you notice where I was left off?
You can just touch briefly.
Maybe
on
start over.
Started.
That's fine. So in selecting the specific areas for further review, we conducted a number of planning procedures that incorporated reviewing the meeting minutes of the governing body for the period, analyzing trends and financial data, conducting risk assessments with several key staff, and more procedures. So we utilized a risk-based approach to select areas for further testing based on those planning procedures. Included on the slide are the areas that we identify for further testing in our audit. They are open public meetings. We review the compliance with minutes meetings and executive session requirements. We reviewed IT control, especially patch management, and accounts payable for general disbursement and electronic funds transfer. And lastly, the last one is small and adjusted assets, where we review the tracking and monitoring of sensitive assets, including computers, tools, and small equipment items. Next slide, please. We also reviewed the work of independent CPA firm of the port's financial statements for fiscal year 2020. The port contracted with the CPA firm for this audit and requested that we accept in lieu of performing our own audit. Next slide, please. the financial statement audits was performed by OSM US LLP. Based on our review of the CPA's work, we did not find anything about their work that caused concern about its quality. We didn't have any limitations restricted our analysis of the other audit, and we did not notice any instance in which material misstatement of the financial statements has or may have resulted from fraud or suspected fraud. Therefore, we have accepted this report in lieu of the audit required by the state. And next slide, please. And for this slide, I will pass it over to Sandra again. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Sweet. So we just have a few closing remarks to bring to your attention before we wrap up our presentation. First, we're pleased to report that the cost of our engagement is expected to be within the estimate we previously provided at the entrance conference and in the engagement letter. And we thank the port for its timely responses to our audit requests, which allowed our audit to progress efficiently and remain within budget. That helps so much, and we really appreciate all of your help getting us information timely. And then your next audit is scheduled to begin in late September, early October of 2022. It'll be similar to this year. It'll be an accountability audit of 2021. And we don't anticipate any increases to our audit hours that are needed. So the estimated costs will be similar to those this year, and the estimated cost will be in the exit packet that you'll receive after the exit conference. Next slide, please. So the port's accountability audit was published already on our website on March 14th. And then, so that's out there for and available for you. And then in addition, some people may receive a customer service survey, and we encourage you as well as anyone else that participated in the audit to complete that survey. We value your feedback, and it's really helpful in improving our services and knowing how we can better meet your needs. So if you received one, if you could respond, that would be great. And if there's anyone else that you feel would have good information to share or feedback to share, feel free to forward the survey along to them as well. Next slide, please. So I just wanted to quickly bring to your attention two other services our office provides in addition to your regular audit and at no additional cost to you. The first is our local government support team. They're available to assist with annual financial reporting and accounting services, and they provide one-on-one technical assistance if you have technical questions. They have various resources available on our website, as well as a client help desk. So in addition to we have the Center for Government Innovation. It's another great resource that strives to help make governments better. They provide expert advice in areas like building a lean culture to help local governments like yourself find ways to be more efficient and effective and transparent. They also have a resource database that's free, and they're always adding new things to it. It's on our website, and there are many different things out there, but best practices, guidance on different financial areas to help strengthen your internal controls and monitoring. They have checklists and things like that that are really helpful. And it's always, they're always adding new things to it. So policy development is another area that they have some good resources. So check that out if you have time, some time. It's on our website. Next slide, please. And yep, before we wrap up our presentation today, we want to thank port management and officials for their assistance and cooperation during the audit. And specifically, we want to extend our appreciation to Darren and his team for all of their assistance and timely responses during the audit. We make a lot of requests for different things, and getting that information timely helps us so much. And, you know, we know everyone has their own other day-to-day our duties, and so getting that information for us is very helpful, and we appreciate all of their help. Thank you, Darren, and your team. And then next slide, please. So this concludes our presentation. We want to thank everyone for your time today and participation in this meeting. And I would like to open it up for any last questions or comments if anyone has anything.
Now, Sandra, this is Darren. I just really want to thank the State Auditor's Office for the efficiency of you know, your audit and working closely with you to investigate and answer it, all of the questions that have come up. So appreciate you know, the work that you guys do, and obviously every year you come in, you help us with some things we may not have dug in deeply enough on, and so it's always good to have you come in, and we always learn something. So thank you very much. And you know, you thank me for all the help, but really it's the staff at the Port of Tacoma that really gather all the information, do all the work, have all the systems and controls that are in place and are following them. So thank you to, you know, port staff for their great work.
Great. Thank you, Darren.
Yes, thank you both so much. Commissioner Marzano, do you have any comments or questions for the team here?
Yeah, just a quick comment, because I just want to follow up a little bit. One of the things that I think doesn't get recognized enough is the work that our audit committee, I mean, our audit people, Darren, you and your staff do, and working in conjunction with the State Auditor's Office. I think it's critically important to make sure that we don't want to see headlines. And you've been able to make that happen through a lot of work. And too many times, all that hard work doesn't get recognized. And I just want to let you all know how much I, and I know the rest of the commission, appreciate everything you do, keeping us out of the headlines. That's the critical point. So thank you all very much.
Great, thank you. And I'd like to echo thank that you. As well. So thank you both. Okay, moving
thank
on.
You.
We have an action item now to discuss a potential change to the audit committee charter. During most of the pandemic, we held all of our public meetings virtually. We found this to be a very efficient and cost-effective way to meet, especially for committee meetings where there is no quorum and no final decisions are made. Our legal counsel, Heather Burgess, has drafted a potential revision to our charter to allow for audit committee meetings to be held virtually. If we pass this motion today, it will be forwarded to the full commission in a public session for consideration. So I'm going to call on Heather Burgess at this point in time. Thank you.
Thanks, Commissioner Keller. Heather Burgess, Port Legal Counsel, for the record. This matter came up because, as you mentioned in your introductory remarks, during the pandemic, the governor had issued proclamations governing the Open Public Meetings Act that basically allowed all public meetings to be held remotely without appearing in public. There were changes to the Open Public Meetings Act that were adopted and became effective on March the 24th. That changed some of those rules and further limited the capacity of public bodies to meet remotely moving forward, assuming that health conditions maintain stability. The Audit Committee's charter was adopted in 2015, obviously before the pandemic. And what it does is it provides that all audit committee meetings are open public meetings, even though they don't otherwise qualify as open public meetings under the Open Public Meetings Act, because you don't have a quorum of the commission present and your duties do not include items that would make the body otherwise subject to an open public meeting requirement. So in essence, the audit committee's charter deemed it subject to the act. And so if the amendment is proposed, what it would do is simply remove that sentence so that if the audit committee wanted to do so, it could continue to meet virtually and stay in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act. There's a corresponding recommendation, if that goes forward, to change the way that the meetings are noticed and the materials are provided on the website to make it clear to the public that there's meetings of the commission and how those are held versus meetings of the audit committee or any other committees of the commission that aren't subject to the Open Public Meetings Act. So if the committee approves the proposal today, then it would go forward to the Port Commission for approval at the next regular meeting, I believe, in May.
Great.
So subject to your questions, that concludes my presentation.
Great. Thank you very much. So for purposes of discussion, I would like to be able to entertain a motion for this to change.
I would either second or so move, however you want to do it.
Okay, and so I'll take your motion and then I'll second your motion. And then are there any questions or discussion items that anyone might have?
Just a comment if I could, please.
Sure.
I had talked to Darren earlier about the possibility of looking back in history, and not that long, just to see if there has been, and I can't recall any public coming to one of these audit meetings that we're presently having. And also with the fact that Heather talked about it, that no matter what we do in this committee, it goes to the full board in a public setting where the public will be fully abreast of what we are doing. So I think this is the right avenue to go, or at least present to our full committee, have full membership, excuse me.
Great, thank you. And I think if today's any consideration, obviously I'm the only one here for the committee. Everybody else is virtual except for the supporting team here. So I think that considering the fact that we still want it to be a public meeting, but it would be held virtually if the commission so desires to do that, and or if the committee chooses to hold it virtually. Heather?
Commissioner Keller, if we would not be holding an open public meeting virtually. It would, the committee would meet virtually, but you would not be streaming.
We're going to stream? It would be available after
the fact. Okay, it's available after the fact. So we would not be conducting the meeting fully virtually because we can't.
Gotcha.
Under the Open Public Meetings Act. You'd be holding your committee meeting virtually.
Right.
Does that...
Yes,
distinction
I just want to make sure that the public will understand that they still will have the availability and access to any recording of any of the meetings.
Right. But the differences would be you wouldn't have, Commissioner, live attendance or live opportunity for public comment.
Right.
So all of the materials would be posted and available, and there would be a stream or posted video thereafter, but that would be it.
Good. Okay. Thank you. So is there any other discussion? Okay.
I have another quick question that just came to mind. Maybe Heather might know or something. Do you know of other port authorities that conducted their audits virtually?
Your audit committee meetings, Commissioner Marzano?
Yes, yes.
I haven't looked. All public bodies are in the process of reacting and making adjustments to the recent legislative changes due to a lot of the efficiencies that were gained with virtual meetings during the pandemic. So it's a work in progress. I'm happy to look, though, and I believe the Alliance is going to take a similar action.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, if there are no further questions or comments, then I'd like to see if all in favor of forwarding the charter revision to the full commission for consideration, please say aye at this time.
Aye.
Aye. And no one is opposed, so the motion carries. Now I would like to call on Darren to go through our Audit Committee 2022 calendar review.
Okay, thank you. I think Judy's pulling it up. There we go. So Audit Committee members, here is the calendar so far this year for 2022. Obviously, today's meeting items are listed there in the first box. We don't have any agenda items yet for June 23rd. And then in November, of course, we do our usual introductory conferences for the State Auditor's Office accountability audit and for our financial statement audit. And then we do a preview draft for the following year's committee calendar. So this is your opportunity to add any items or revise any items for the remaining meetings for 2022. Any suggested changes or additions?
I'm not personally aware of any. How about Commissioner Marzano? Are you aware of any?
No, I'm not seeing any either or thinking of any.
So, Commissioner Keller, Should we cancel the June 23rd meeting?
I believe so. Yeah, let's take that off the calendar.
Okay. All right. So I think that does it for me. I just want to, again, thank the audit committee for your leadership, and thank, of course, our executive director, Eric Johnson, for his leadership in making making compliance and being accountable for our public resources a priority for the Port of Tacoma. Want to extend a thanks to all port staff for all that they've done to help with the clean audit results that we have received, and special thanks to the accounting department for the effort that they put forth to get the adoption of GASB 87 completed. I want to especially call out Laura Gunthert and Brian Lee for all of the additional work they have done to get that behind us. And, you know, just for as a note, we are one of the few agencies or even port authorities that have adopted GASB 87 a year earlier than is required. And we won't make that mistake again. Adopting early was very painful and time consuming. So with that, I just, again, thank everyone for their hard work and congratulations on our clean audits.
Thank you so much. Commissioner Marzino, do you have anything final to say?
No, just once again, just thanking everybody for all the work they do. Appreciate that.
And I'd also, as a final comment, like to thank our team for the great work that they're doing. These nice, clean audits, the fact that you're very responsive to the teams that are coming in to perform these audits, it's crucial and important work for us. And so you're doing great stuff for the Port of Tacoma. Thank you. So with no further business before the committee, we will adjourn. The time right now is 10:37. Thank you.